Well, hello. How you doing, Ralph?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Hey, it's Friday.
It is.
I'm Cassandra Cousineau, your girl, the sports niece, joined by my partner in time, Ramblin' Ralph Velez, Mayweather Promotions in-ring announcer, and he's doing a whole bunch of stuff. I'm seeing you back from COVID, and you just hitting all kinds of streets.
Hey, I told myself that if I beat that I was going to come out like a ball of fire, and we're doing it. We just secured our show in Miami. I got the antibodies in me, so I'm ready to take on the world. You already know how I work.
Let's go. Let's give an elbow to it. Let's do this. Hey, speaking of a fighter, man, it's international. It's national girls and women in sports day. It was a whole week, and I couldn't think of one other person that I wanted to close out this week with, but this next fighter. You want to bring her out?
Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, the WBC and WBO super middleweight champion of the world, Franchon Cruz de Zoom.
Oh, I need to bring her out. Bring her out.
Yeah. I mean, were you in awe of that announcement? You just forgot to press a button? There she is.
I was like,
listen, I'm ready. I'm like, put my Vaseline.
Right. Right, you ready? You already in the car, ducking and dodging. How you doing, man? You doing good?
Yeah, and congrats to you, man. COVID is no joke, and I'm just happy that you made it through. And you know, much love to you.
Thank you, I appreciate it. You know, sometimes I was talking to CeCe about it. I was doing really well. CeCe is a big proponent of staying home, being healthy, getting that immune system up. I was doing so well. I had to travel, and the airlines right now are really not favoring us right now, and it's a big no-no that they're doing. But able to fight it off, man. I just kept pumping this emergency and praying and having faith. And just, you know, the biggest thing is in the mind, right? Like, you don't anything, whether you're fighting, whether you're trying to accomplish something, a job, the mind can really affect you personally and mentally. And I just said, this ain't gonna beat me. I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna do my work, and we're gonna keep going forward, even though I was for 14 days like the Shining and Jack Nicholson, you know, did okay. We were able to come out of it. So we're just happy to be here. We're excited.
Super excited. You know, Ralph brought you out. You said you're ready to go. I spotted something in your last fight, and it's only a hunch. So I'm just going to ask you, your energy was a little bit different when you got into the ring. Were you supposed, did they switch the order up on you or something?
Listen, did they? I thought I was going to fight on the zone. As you can see, I was promoting everything on the zone.
Yes.
Then I thought that I didn't know. It took me a while to figure out what my arrangement was. I was told I was the last fight of the card. Like, they had pushed me all the way to like the last fight. And then right after Ryan fought, they came back, was like, hey, we're ready to go. And I didn't have gloves on. I wasn't warmed up. Like, it was terrible.
So the first round was your warm up.
Yeah, if the fight was like 10 rounds or 12 rounds, I would have did what I had to do. But it was cool. Like, I'm glad I got to warm up in the ring. I got it done.
You definitely got it done. She asked you to take your gloves off.
Oh yeah, it was hilarious. And I have to stop doing this. And I've seen Andre Ward and my husband, a lot of people mention it, and a lot of fighters do it. We have a tendency to like fight down to opponents, especially if I'm not like entertained or if I'm not stimulated. It was just like, okay, are you going to keep running or are we going to fight? So,
speaking of stimulation, it leads right into my first question. Not only are you doing boxing, girl, you're doing so many other things. I don't even know how you have time to put all these things in an actual day, but I can imagine you can explain how you're doing it. Not only are you a full-time boxer, current champion in two organizations, you are getting ready to get a bachelor's degree. You have some music coming out right now, okay? And believe me, getting that BA, just getting it done, without even working was hard enough for me, let alone having all these things. So you got a clothing line that you're pushing. You have music getting ready to come out. You're going to school, and you are trying and succeeding in being one of the forces in women's sports. Like, how is this happening, man? Explain to us how your day goes and what drives you to be able to get that stuff done.
My life is really like a roller coaster. It'll be time periods where I'm like a grandma. I like to stay home and sew and just be real calm, play with the cats. And then when it hits, it hits. It's like, okay, I want to get up. I have to do this. I have to do that. But one, my husband, Glenn, I always mention him because he's like my rock. He helps me balance a whole lot of things. And I'm just driven. And I try to, I've been retraining myself to complete what I set out to do. I've had some mishaps in school, but I'm almost there. And my mom, you know, this is one of the goals. She didn't have the goal for me, but I was trying to get it for her. And she passed in 2016. So I've really been just trying to stick it through it because I know that's something she would be proud of. And boxing, I'm excited now, more so now than I was in the past because I'm reaching for that undisputed. So I'm getting remotivated, especially seeing all these girls do their thing. So I'm just like trying to get back to the basics with that. And creativity comes out in always. So sewing, music, I'm just being myself and living to my full potential now.
We're talking with super middleweight champion Franchon Cruz-Dizern. So you started boxing as a teen to get in shape because you were going into a singing career. So you've kind of like flipped it now. But can you talk about, because it is National Girls and Women in Sports Day, how does boxing help your confidence?
Oh, immensely. One, I feel good that I'm able to protect myself, especially with so many crazy things going on against women. You know, having the confidence and know that I'm strong, not only physically, but like Ralph said, mentally. Then seeing my body change and knowing I have more control over myself. And that's the ultimate confidence, having control of your mind and your body. And yeah, it just makes me feel like I can do anything. And I take a punch, take a licking and keep on ticking. So, you know, that's, you can't deny confidence like that.
I have a friend, Sulem Rubina, and it took her a very, very, very long time to get noticed by a big promoter. And sometimes when women get into big promotions, they kind of ease back. They don't want to ruffle any feathers. They don't even really want to give praise to the promoters. But you're different. You did. And I actually wrote the quote down and saved it. And it was to Golden Boy. I'm a big ball of creativity and energy. I'm different. And they made me feel free to be myself. Like, that's huge, right? Because a lot of times, even the males are told who to train, where to train. You got to come here. You fighting this. You doing that. We're going to put you on the shelf. Whatever the case may be. And they don't have the opportunity to express themselves and be creative. So maybe they can get some opportunities outside of boxing. I know we don't know enough of each other, and we will in the future. But I always tell CC, for me, I want boxers, female and males, to be able to create opportunities outside of the sport. So you don't have to fight until you're 45 years old. You can have a Fortune, you know, 1000 company and be able to market to other e-commerce or whatever you decide to do. You're already doing that. And it's cool that they allow you to be yourself, because at the end of the day, when you're done lacing them up, we want these. You want to be able to make that money and take care of your family. So that's really cool of you to be able to give those guys props like that.
Yeah, I mean, especially, you know, this is uncharted territory for Golden Boy. I'm like the third woman signed to the company and the first Black woman signed to the company. And me being eccentric, they're like, Lord, she came in the door with big hair and sparkles. Like, I don't know what this is, but I think I like it. And, you know, I have you. You know, my promoter, Bernard Hopkins, as well. And he's one of the most outspoken people in the sport and just in life, period. So I'm just glad, like, it's authentic with me because you have some people who are able to promote themselves outside the ring but may not deliver inside the ring. So I'm just focused on making sure I can touch each base equally and at an optimum level.
People don't know the depth of your amateur career. You have a strong boxing pedigree. What do you wish people knew about the journey for female boxers?
I wish, like, I've been around since 2005. I was raised on the national, international scene.
You had a couple of national championships, don't you?
Listen, these days, everybody's a national champion. And when I came up, it was the Pals, the Golden Gloves, the U.S. Open, and It was like four major tournaments. The ringside didn't count. I don't know a lot of these tournaments, and not to diminish anyone else's accomplishments, but I'm a 15-time national champion. Like, you can Google me.
Tell it.
In history books. I also was on the first ever women's Pan American team. So, you know, I've been doing a lot of things, and I was the voice behind getting women athletes paid in boxing, because when I won my first world silver medal, I had saw the guys like Rasheed Warren and Gary Russell go, and they won medals and they got paid bonuses. And I'm like, we don't even get stipends. We just went out here and did the best that any women's team had done. And we're going home to bills and you know, collection notices. So I fought, and I used some of the laws. I got some of the other elite girls with me, and we got paid for that, and now we're getting these women paid. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because women in boxing have come such a long way. A lot of that process started with what you were able to do there, and also got even a bigger platform in the 2012 Olympics. Out of that Olympics, of course, Clarissa won the gold medal. You guys fought each other on your first pro fight. You fought in the amateurs. What do you make of the fact that you and Clarissa are really tied together in the women's boxing history books?
So the one thing I do want to make clear, I'm grateful for the history that I made before her. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful that she was around to help push me as well. For us to do so many amazing things separately and intertwined, it's only going to raise the bar. Me and her always joke and say we're like the Scotty and Mike and Scotty, or mm-hmm. Venus and Serena. And that's a tall glass of water. And even now, you know, I know where I stand. I'm an alpha female. I'm very confident, and I'm happy of all my achievements. And I'm happy of hers, too. But it makes me push stronger, you know? When she shine, it makes me want to shine, and I hope it makes other girls want to shine as well. But I think she hit the ground and ran with it, and I wouldn't want any. I was a top seed to beat at the Olympic trials for 2012, and she took the torch and just ran with it, and I'm so proud.
And I
want to
say
support,
I want to add on to that real quick, CeCe. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it just shows a class for you to be able to state that and to understand that it doesn't matter what the outcome was of that fight. The fight is you guys fought in front of a bunch of people on a huge platform, okay? And you guys made history. And after that, it is almost like, I don't give a damn what the outcome was. You better respect us both, because we are here and we're here to stay. And on top of that, I want to add something, because I know that there's a lot of smaller, younger adults that are watching this that are so wanting to get involved now because of you. I'm talking about the females, okay? What do you tell a 10, 11, 12-year-old young girl who is wanting to get into it? Right now at my gym down the street, we've got 5 and 6 year old little girls that are already getting a head start, right? Like the Tiger Woods.
I got one right there in the living
room. They need to get in there at 5 and 6, okay? Now, I don't know if I'm a big proponent of that, but that's a different conversation. But I do think at 9 and 10, you do kind of find your way. You decide on if you're going to be good enough or not, or if you just want to do it to stay in shape, right? And then develop that. What do you tell the biggest thing for a 10-year-old, 11-year-old young lady who decides, you know what, I want to be like Franchon? What do I have to do?
Just be you. Be you and work hard and be smart. Because I think a lot of people get into boxing and they think it's the facade that we see. But I've been through a lot. Like, I don't look like what I've been through in life and in boxing. You know what I'm saying? But just respect yourself and make sure that the people you surround yourself with love you and care about you and want your best interest, and ask questions, because you have a lot of people that sell you dreams. Show and prove to me. Show and prove, and make sure you show and prove when you get in the ring. Work hard in your craft and always go to win. That's what I would say. Be you.
Perfect. You know, just to piggyback on that, I'm imagining your fight with Jimenez, both in and the whole aftermath, was probably your toughest challenge in boxing. What has been your greatest triumph, both in and outside of the ring?
That I'm here and I know what I'm made of. And it taught me to stop sleeping on myself. Stop sleeping on myself. Like, girl, like, you're that bitch. Excuse my French, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you are so powerful. You are so great that it took for someone to cheat just to have an opportunity to beat you because they didn't care or they didn't believe in themselves enough. Your light was too bright. So it's just like, okay, keep pushing. Keep working hard because your struggle inspired others. Now it's a light on PEDs. Now it's a light on trying to keep the sport a little bit more cleaner. Now it also shows people that what doesn't kill you make you stronger. Because pressure makes dominant. I feel like I'm shining right now.
Nice. I'm just going to end with this and I'll let CC close out on her end. Just to hear that from you, even as I'm in my lane with my announcing, I'm a different person. I'm friends with everybody, with the Jeremiahs, with everybody out there, all over the, you know, I don't hate just like you don't. I don't do any of that. But we also too have sometimes our sense, like I talked to CC about this the other day, on even though we feel like we're doing the most, we kind of have that, man, what if it's not good enough? Or what if people are looking at me in this light? And you have to regroup. You have to be around people that care about you. You have to say, you know what? I am good enough. I'm the man. I'm the bitch, whatever you want to call it, however you want to say it. But it's the truth, right? You have to look in the mirror and say, you know what? I'll be damned if I'm going to let anybody come and take my shine. And that's why my tagline is "Shine Your Shine," because it's in all assets of life, right? And I want to tell you that you inspired me. I have been following you for years already. I was very excited to have you on because I know that you inspire not only young females and older females, but you also inspire males. As much as they hate and they don't want to admit it, they're inspired by you, and I'm one of them. So I really appreciate you, and I hope one day I really get to announce one of your title fight challenges, and we'll see. Hopefully we'll make that happen.
Yeah, speaking of the universe.
We have a comment near Boxing Meets Beauty says, Franchon is an incredible stand-up person and a role model to all athletes, and that's why she will always win in life. And so my last question to you.
Yeah, I love them. Like the stuff they do, like what you said, sometimes I feel like what I do is not seen, and you have to make sure you're doing things for the right reasons, because if you're always looking for validation, if you're always looking for someone to pat you on the back, you're going to be working forever. But if I just have one person, like with that fight with Jimenez, it was the one girl, Mala. She told me before the fight, I work hard. I want to be like you. Little Mexican girl, too. So I was like, oh. And I just kept her in my mind. Even after when I didn't get the decision, I just said, you know, I fought hard for you because that one person was looking. So just make sure you're doing things for the right reasons. And Boxing Meets Beauty, y'all are amazing, too.
I absolutely love them. I try to support them whenever I can. And final thought would be, one is, when are we going to see you again? I know you're busy, but you got a day job in a squared circle. When you coming back?
Well, I'm working PETERCON and Golden Boy talking. I really want to fight for the undisputed titles. I don't think it should be like a big hurdle to cross, you know? I got the platform. I got belts. It's a good fight to make. So hopefully March, April. But, you know, with COVID, the boxing landscape is really crazy. Can you turn the car on? I don't know what happened. Sorry. With COVID, the landscape is crazy. So whenever, I'll just be ready when the time calls.
Fantastic. Last thing is, you have a walkout song. And I feel like the walkout song for most fighters changes depending on where you are in life. At this point in your journey, what's the walkout song in your head?
So I asked my husband that. And because my zodiac sign is a Gemini, that means I'm two people. So I get two songs.
Okay.
The first song would be Titanium by Sia and David. Right. That's such a beautiful song and it's so inspirational. And the second one will be with my fellow Gemini, Kanye West, Diamonds Are Forever.
Nice.
Diamonds Are Forever. So if you listen to that song, that's totally my energy.
And I do. Before we let you go, I do want to give a shout out to your husband, because I know that this sport is male dominated for the most part. They try to make it like that. And for him to back you up and kind of push you forward, a lot of males don't really want to do that, to be perfectly honest with you. They have a sense of their own pride. And for him to be supportive, I got to give him props because that's pretty cool. It really is.
He's such a hard worker. He's a pro fighter too. He's 12-2-1. And nice. Just having, you know, boxing is a lonely sport. And when you have somebody who shares the same passion first and a person who can just support you, win, lose, or draw, you feel invincible. And I'm just grateful to have a person like that.
Sweet. Well, you're always welcome back, girl. Come on back whenever you can.
Franchon Cruz deserves deep respect to you. Well wishes. Hope to see you soon.
Yes, girl. And look, you always are fierce. You can't wear red sequins, Ralph, but yes,
Force and Easy. No, CC, hey, like, I'm always like, look, when we have events, I try to dapper up, especially when Floyd fight or Javante fight, you know, I got to come with it because I'm working those events. But every time I see CC, every time I see CC out, I'm like, dang, girl, I just.
You know, shit. I don't get out the
you
house.
You over here making me look bad.
I overdo it when I get out the house.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you. Thank you. Take care. Man, she's dope.
Was super excited to have her. You know, I was going through a list of possibilities, and like, I was like, hold up, this is who I need to have.
Yeah. She's dope. And she's dope because it's like, there's like, you know, her Twitter account is like, there is one tweet that I didn't want to mention because she had already kind of mentioned it out, where it's like, you know, I hate how people play with boxing. Like, shit is easy. It's a one-man sport where most are overworked and underpaid. Mm-hmm. So, just, you know, fighting for, you know, the women. She's fighting for the sport in general because there's no hate there, right? Like, she, you know, get a promoter and to sign with a Mexican-dominated promoter like Golden Boy and to be able for them to say, you know what, girl, you are your culture. You do what you have to do. Go on ahead. I think that's cool. I really do because it not only brings different maybe a culture that didn't really even pay attention to the Golden Boys of the world. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be silly when I say that because it just, you know, a lot of promoters, like, you know, you got people from England that are now tuning in to Golden Boy now because they didn't even pay attention to that.
Sure.
And now you have her just say, you know what, you go do your thing, you be who you want to be. And diva, man, she's a diva straight up. So, like, I just think it's cool that they're letting her
unapologetic. Run. She's exactly. Unapologetic.
They're not taming her down for nothing. And it's just like, go on ahead, girl.
I knew something was up, though, when the way that she came out in that last fight, it was just like her energy was just a tad bit off. And I was like,
You know what sucks, man? Those swing bouts where they're supposed to, if there's an early knockdown, you're getting in. Those bouts suck because what happens is, even for us, like, we're expected to say, okay, you're announcing this person in this fight. You set it up, and all of a sudden, the knockout that was supposed to come in the second fight doesn't come. It goes the distance. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, that person who's ready to go and ready to fight now has to wait another 3 hours because that swing bout gets pushed to the very last bout. It sucks. Rolly Romero, the champion, right?
Yeah.
A year ago, that happened to him, and he was like, dude, I can't believe. I literally sat around in the dressing room for 6.5 hours.
And then all of a sudden,
he had to pee twice. You know, he's asking for help with his trunks. That wasn't my job. I'd say,
yeah. Wait a minute. Now, just like it totally, how's that even happen? So someone's got to unlace him, right?
Yeah, because when they're wrapped and checked by the commission, you got to leave them gloves on. And if you're ready to be like the fourth fight and all of a sudden you get pushed to the end, you have to sit around with your gloves for like hours. And
so did you have to sit down? If you got to pee, you got to sit then because you just run a – it's a big risk.
I tell you, a trainer won't admit it, but they help in all areas. And then if that needs to be done, it has to be done. What's going on with you? How's your week going?
It's wild. The whole week is wild. I've had a lot of writing to do. I've gotten maybe 70,000 words out this week, so really? I'm almost out of words.
That's good.
I got another story to file. UFC is happening tomorrow. I actually just came from getting my COVID test. That's why I had the crab cakes at this place across the street. Nice. I was early and they weren't ready yet, so got some meat. Ran in, got my COVID. Some be in the tent tomorrow. So nice. Yeah.
That'll be fun.
What did you think about Caleb Plant? I haven't talked to you since that fight.
You know, people, they're going to clown the dude, right? And they have been clowning the dude. But I'm going to tell you, like, The guy's a masterful boxer. Okay. He works.
He's a technician. Yeah.
He's a technician. He is not a David Benavidez, where David will go in and throw four punches that'll knock your head right off your shoulder. That's not the way David works. Caleb is not, you cannot compare the two. Why I think that fight will go down as one of the best fights in super middleweight history. I'm waiting for it, and I think everybody else is waiting for it. I think they know, and I think they're trying to build it and wait for fans to be able to get back in the arena, because that is a fight that needs to have fans in the arena. There was.
Do you think that's a better fight than Canelo versus Caleb or David?
You know, Canelo's a really good counter puncher, and Canelo, his defense is pretty good. He was getting hit with some right hands a little bit more than what I was used to seeing him get hit with. Good thing that, you know, maybe he opened up a little bit more because Truex's not really a big puncher.
Had a problem with that, keeping that left hand up. Yeah. Is that the one that was broken?
I don't know what happened there because I haven't followed up. I'm actually coming back to Vegas tomorrow, so I'm going to be following up and see what's going on with that. Talk to my main man, Mario. But I just
Well, he says one of the hands was broken. I forget if it was broken.
Right. So I
well, no, I don't know if it was confirmed. He said it right after the fight. He told.
Okay, yeah, after the fight he did, but I wasn't sure there was a follow up on there. Yeah, I might have to wait till the swelling goes down to find out what's going on with that. You know, he's a great fighter. You can't take nothing away from him. He's a good fighter. He was expected to win. The viewerships,
I was shocked.
We're like playoff baseball. And see, and that's where Fox, I think, has a little bit more of an advantage with Showtime. Showtime has paid subscriptions, and Fox has free advertising. Mm-hmm. Comes to, we had football. We got playoffs going on. Shitload of eyes on the playoff games. Oh, let's throw Caleb Plant spot in there, a 30-second spot throughout the whole day. All of a sudden, you're like, shit, that guy looks pretty good. I'm not selling the race card at all. Good-looking white kid who is now on free TV, who's getting pushed, and it brought a bunch of people. Good for him. He needs to have fighters like that. All fighters at that level should have that kind of viewership like they had in the 80s and 90s. And you can't say nothing away. I said it. People ask me because I'm so close to David, but I said, look, may the best man win. Those two guys get in the ring. The best man win. I told Caleb a long time ago, dog, I'm your homie still. David's my brother. I'm going to hate to see the fight, but I want to see the fight. Like, it's going to be bittersweet for me. But
yeah, he's definitely marketable, and he had to prove that, right? Because mm-hmm. now anybody who's talking about a super fight, whether it's going to be David or Canelo, you look at those numbers and it's realistic now.
Yeah. Yeah. I see. And I think for Canelo, you have to have someone for an opponent that is as strong or if not stronger to be able to succeed. There are no more triple G's of the world right now to be able mm-hmm. to come on. Mm-hmm. I think Plant is the closest thing to a triple G technician wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Power and strength, you know, it's like a Hagler Hearns thing all over again, right? And I don't want to compare the two because that fight is my favorite fight of all time, and I probably will be forever. But you have to understand that these guys, they need to fight, and unfortunately, it sucks right now because we would be able to put 50,000-60,000 people in AT&T Stadium the stadium. You know, you match those guys, and you know Eddie Hearn, who don't even promote neither one of those guys. Yeah, he struck a deal with Canelo, but he's not his promoter. Said, hey, I want to see Plant and Benavidez, and the winner faces Canelo. Okay.
Let's do it. Let's do that. Well,
yeah.
We have any boxing? There's no boxing. Wait, there's boxing this weekend. Is Valdez fighting this weekend?
No, it's the 13th.
Next one?
I'll be back in Vegas for that as well. That's a can't miss. That's a can't miss fight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I like Oscar Valdez a lot. I just feel like he has not been the same since that Scott Quigg fight.
No. He goes and fights Adam Lopez, who fight here in Phoenix a lot of times. And he goes and it just every one of his fights has just been wars. And when you hit like that, it's like I'm going to get hit twice to hit you four times. After a year or two or three or four or five of those continuous wars like that, successful to be able to take that punch like
yep
I think, yeah, we're gonna talk about that one next week.
Yeah,
bro, I gotta come out with some kind words for that fight because it could get ugly. You know, Burchell just something else.
Yeah,
but there really haven't been, like, when Burchell's been fighting in studios with like nine, you know, the same with Valdez. He hasn't been in front of fans either, so we don't know how sharp these guys are. I mean, this is for everybody. Yeah. Weird, you know. Look at Connor. Connor walks in thinking he's gonna, you know. And they say, you know,
he had fans though. There were, well, I mean, it was like what, couple thousand people in there.
Mm-hmm.
2,500, yeah. I think they said. But yeah, that was a bit of a surprise. Oscar Valdez is perhaps one of the toughest fighters that I've ever seen. And,
yes.
And sometimes that works against you. We'll see. But I think that I give him a lot of credit for getting in there with Burchell. And hey, my surprise is, I know that the odds are favoring Burchell. Money's on him. But, you know, I'm not counting Oscar out. He doesn't
you know what? When facts like that happen, I try to stay away from the actual person. I just bet the over-under. Like, if the over-under is anywhere like 10 and a half rounds, I'm taking the under because those dudes are going to get after it, right? And they're boxers from a country that – You gotta have the what's the word that you the
cojones huevos.
That's right, the huevos. You gotta have them, otherwise you don't get in there. And both of those guys got big sets of huevos. So,
well, Oscar got a pet alligator.
Yeah, like, yeah, he does.
He does have pet, like, alligator. What's his name, like George or something? He's got like a weird name. And I mean, actually, one time I interviewed him and Jose Benavides Jr. Jose has like a lynx or something, like some kind
He has like a lynx cat. Yeah, he's got a cat that is pretty crazy. That's why whenever I go to Seattle, I'm like, dude, get that damn thing.
Put that funny cat. Because
I look like I look like a big meal. I look like the valley cat to that lynx shit.
Heck no. Go on.
I'm out of there. Wild, hey, speaking of Benavides, man, Dave has been really, he got a fight. He's going to be fighting Ronald Ellis. I believe in March, and he's already put in like 9 weeks at Big Bear. So I think the weight issue for missing weight really affected him, and it really it got him upset. So there's going to be a lot of good boxing coming up in the next 2 months. We have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, we need to get like Al Bernstein or some of these guys on here to kind of dissect that.
Just like lay it down. Hey, listen, it is the last day of National Girls and Women in Sports Day. So I wanted to just take 15 seconds to say that it's never missed on me that I get to stand here and represent for the women in the industry. And I feel you, sisters. It is a constant grind, but you know what? It's a triumph as well. So I'm appreciating the grind, and I'm appreciating all the people that I get to do it with. And for the little girls out there, ain't nothing that you can't solve with the biggest muscle in your body, and it is this one. Use your head first, and if you got to, don't be afraid to get physical, because you can solve stuff that way too.
Amen. I second that motion. I'm very proud, and now having an 18-year-old daughter now who
just yesterday.
Yesterday, who's already been going to college since he was a sophomore in high school. I give her every chance and opportunity to understand that it doesn't matter whether you're male or female. It matters that you try. It matters that you give everything that you have, and it matters that you understand that no is not an option when it comes to success.
Mm-hmm. Hex, yeah. So, hey, y'all be safe. Be nice to each other. And if you can't be nice, just don't start messing up somebody's day for no damn reason.
Right.
For Jeremy Long, who's usually in pressing buttons for us, I am Sandra Cousineau, your girl, the Sports Lisa. Listen, there's some stuff.
You forget who you were for a minute.
I kind of did. I was like going in mommy mode for a second. I was like, yo, listen, I had to close the windows today because I was saying some stuff like awfully loud.
Oh, really? No. Like, you know what? It's Friday, man. You know, and I'm going to, real quick before we get off, I got to say something. I didn't really realize how much the kids have been putting up with the school and then the online. I have to tell you, my son, you know, I have to understand. It's been like 8 months
since it's been a year, dude, since March.
Yeah, I mean, with his little tablet, like I'd probably be going insane, man, for having to deal with that. Because man, but better safe than sorry. So it's almost. Well, hopefully, we're rounding third coming into home with this, and everybody will be able to enjoy being in sports events, and we'll have much more to talk about.
Okay. Heck yeah! So. Check out Ramblin' Ralph Velez. Check out his Instagram and his Twitter. You got a couple more weeks to check out his Facebook.
Man, I'm still. Every time I try to like something, I write it in big ass red letters. Yo ass is blocked. Stop trying to like shit. Get out of here.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
I'm not saying nothing to nobody anymore. If I can't even call nobody ugly, like in a way they're acting, man, that's my fifth violation. If I do it one more time, I'm gone. So I can't even.
Wait, you've had five Facebook?
Yeah, lives? Because like when this whole political, you see, look, I'm the franchise of the dudes, right? if I don't like something, I'm just gonna let you know. Look, man, that's not cool, man. And a lot of sensitive people these last 12 months who can get out, but I'm back. They're quick to report that button. So I got reported on a couple of times. Only one time did I really go off and start cussing, but other than that. I was cool, and they hit me, so I can't even call somebody an ugly personality because I'm about to
get life. Nah. Now you know how many posts I've typed out and deleted because I'll drop an MF real quick. So
I know, but it's gotta be. Hopefully, you know, it's a lot calmer though out there right now. You know,
feels different.
A lot of stuff getting done, a lot of orders being signed, a lot of stuff being brought back. More calmness. And I think we're going to be okay. Like I tell everybody, whatever side of the fence you're on, man, just get along and just respect everyone and everything will be okay.
Just do your own thing and don't worry about other people. Stop peeing in the pool.
Speaking of the Los Angeles Dodgers coming and peeing in my Diamondbacks pool, they just signed Trevor Bauer today. They're going to win another World Series.
100 and what? Stupid. Million?
Something stupid.
Opt-out. I think it's 4 years, but it's an opt-out after the first and the second.
I mean, look, I was hating because I knew Magic Johnson when he first got there and he started doing all this spending. I knew they were going to end up being the Yankees of the West Coast. The contract. Smaller teams can't compete with it.
Can't do it.
I wish we had more parity like the NFL. That's why the NFL is so cool because, you know, everybody's on a level playing field. The baseball thing, that's why I always wanted my son to go get into baseball like I did and play because, man, that's major money still right there. Look at Trevor Bauer's going to play.
Heck yeah.
He's only going to work 30 days out of the year.
I told my son, you're going to have a stick in your hand, buddy, either a golf club or a baseball bat. Don't worry about this contact sports. We don't have
him dad with a microphone. Oh, yeah, golf, you'd be like, what place you finish in, 52nd?
Right.
No, I don't. I made $83,000 and a sponsor. I'm good.
Shoot. All right, y'all. Well, don't pee in the pool. Y'all have a good weekend. We'll catch you later on Levels.
Love y'all.